Welcome to Dream Big with Jill Jack, a show that will inspire, educate, and encourage you to break down your barriers and follow your heart. Here's your host, Jill Jack, on Empower Radio.
Hello, Dream Big listeners. I know I always say that I'm excited to have a guest in the studio, but I am excited to have a guest in the studio today. And not just because she's an amazing human being, she is, but she has been in my life for over 23 years, as a matter of fact. And it's so awesome to watch someone blossom. So I'll give you a little backstory here. My daughter and I moved to Ferndale with my then husband, and we ended up splitting up, but we stayed in that house, and we had come from this other house that was beautiful and big, and my daughter got to like do her dance routines and just get all crazy in our house, and she loved it. She had her own floor basically in this house. Well, we moved to Ferndale, Michigan, where I knew I could afford this house. Well, let me just say that this house was about, I don't know, 1,000 square feet less. So my daughter, I remember her looking out the front window and looking at the house across the street that was a lot nicer. And she said, "Can we move there tomorrow, Mom?" And I'm like, "No, I'm sorry." So we sat on the porch and I said, "Come on, let's just go sit on." We have this beautiful porch. I said, "Let's just sit on this porch and you know, watch the neighborhood." Well, there was this little girl who kept coming by on her little tricycle, and she had the sweetest voice, and she'd just go, "Hi." And then she'd go by again. And she'd go, "Hi." And my daughter's like, can I go play with her? And I'm like, "Honey, we just moved in. Like, let's take it slow, you know?" And so then I think it was you said, the little girl said, "What's your name?" And my daughter said, "What's your name?" And the little girl said, "Emma." And my daughter went berserk because her name was Emma. And it was like, "Oh my God, Mom, we can play together." And what ended up becoming, you know, that's when you just know God is in your life and he takes care of you, and he puts you in places and people in your life that are so amazing. And so that Emma and her mother Dorothy and their family became our family that day. Dorothy helped me find a school for Emma. They went to school together. They ended up getting their driver's license around the same time. I remember the frustration the other Emma would be trying to pick up my Emma for school because she always slept in and made them late. And then they ended up being roommates in college. It's just an amazing story. But what's even more amazing is to be on the outside looking into these women's lives and to see who they've become. And now I got to hold that Emma's baby. And I mean, she's married and has this beautiful baby, and she's a teacher, and she's, I don't know if you want to call it a, we'll get into that, but she does all these things that are so motivational. And I just have to say, so I'm so proud, and I'm proud to announce that she's here in the studio with us, Emma Ray Claus. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And I know you were a little nervous, but I don't want you to be nervous. So I was telling stories about like when you were little and things that used to make us laugh a lot. But we had wonderful experiences. So, you know, you are now a mom, and you're really chill. Like, at least it looks like it, and your baby seems like it too. I mean, I think that's where you can really tell is like a nervous mom compared to, and nothing's wrong with that. Like, everybody's different. Everybody handles, you know, motherhood and rearing children differently. But what is it about you and your relationship with Violet that seems like, when I just notice it when other people are around you too, everyone just kind of exhales. What Do you mentally make a note like to try and chill out, or is it just natural?
Inside, I'm very anxious about her, and I think that my pediatrician would agree with me.
Okay.
I call them often.
Good to know.
Yeah, and it's just hard to explain, and I'm sure that other mothers understand that, but it was, from the moment I found out I was pregnant, it was just like, okay, like, this is what I'm called to do. I've always felt a calling to teach, and I knew I wanted kids, but we had kind of a hard time getting pregnant. So once it happened, it was like, wow, this is actually happening. Like, this prayer is being answered. And I didn't know that that would ever happen. So once Violet was born, it was just like this automatic switch. Like, I didn't worry anymore. Like, I knew that we knew each other.
Hang on, it's okay. Her phone's buzzing, but that's the normal thing. There you go. So people say that automatic thing happens, but I want to back up. Let's back up just a little bit. So in regard to difficulty, if you don't mind talking about difficulty getting pregnant.
Yeah.
How long did you feel that it took you guys?
We got married in June of 2016, mm-hmm. and we started trying right away. I have a history with PCOS, which is an autoimmune disease.
Oh, okay.
And it messes with hormones. So my hormones have never really been balanced from a fertility perspective. And that is one of the main causes of infertility.
Wow,
and
I did not know that.
Yeah. So I found out about that early in my 20s, and I didn't really pay much attention to it. It's a newer disease. Mm-hmm. So doctors don't really know how to help fix it. And really, it came down to changing my diet and just paying attention to what I'm putting in my body. And the environment around you, like the chemicals that you have in your house, can actually like hurt your hormones. So that didn't help. So anyway, back to your question, we started trying when we got pregnant in June of 2016. And we had tried and tried and tried, and it was hard for me because my hormones are imbalanced. It's hard to kind of chart and figure out.
Oh, no doubt.
When
that is so hard anyway.
Yeah.
I remember okay, we're supposed to have sex right now. You know, it's like, oh my God, seriously.
In these 2 hours.
Yeah. And you're like on a football field watching your husband coach. Honey, come here.
Yeah,
we gotta go in the field. Not gonna happen.
Right. So that was difficult. And then in I think it was June of 2018. So we had been trying pretty actively for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And we were talking and we were like, you know what? We need to change something. So we started, after talking with my doctor, they suggested a low carb diet. So mm-hmm. I started eating low carb. That was actually earlier in 2018, because that helped a little bit, but I wasn't seeing the results that I wanted. So mm-hmm. in June 2018, I started drinking my supplement, and that, I swear, is what helped me. I ended up losing about 40 pounds.
Wow.
And that helped balance my hormones.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
I started taking that in June of 2018, and then in November of 2018, we got pregnant.
Yay.
Yeah.
So do you see how the universe works here, though? It's kind of interesting how your intention of having a baby caused you to become healthier,
mm-hmm.
helped you lose weight, and also gave you a purpose that you now do on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit about, the product? This isn't like a infomercial here, but tell us a little bit about the products that you use and what you feel they do for you and what caused you to, it takes guts to do what you do on Facebook. You're in your kitchen. I'll let you explain a little bit more, but you're in your kitchen. Sometimes, Violet, you've got her hanging on you and you're cooking. And so what drove you to do that? So we'll start with the supplement thing, and then you can tell me, what drove you to take it that step further?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like I said, I've always felt a calling to teach. Mm-hmm. When I was little, Emma and I would play school and I would always be the teacher.
What was Emma, the lazy student?
She was the student and I wouldn't let her go to the bathroom. I was like the mean teacher.
Well, they'd have a door for real in grade school, I remember. So yeah, she's probably used to it by now. I do have a side note. These two used to have these jobs all the time. It was like M&M raking, M&M dog walking, M&M. And my daughter would like lay on the ground and watch this Emma rake, and I'd be like, Emma, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm just making sure she's chewing it right. Yeah, okay, so go ahead. Finish your story.
I've always felt a calling to teach. Like, I've always wanted to be a teacher, and teaching has been awesome. I feel like it's, when I started, it was like, I'm going to be in the classroom forever. I want to teach kids. I want to make a difference. And I truly do feel like teachers change the world. They change tomorrow's, like, the future.
Down. And they should be making what football players make. That's what I always say. They
from
should
a
be
personal
making.
Perspective, I agree.
Yeah, okay.
But when I started taking this supplement, I instantly felt better. So basically what it does is it makes you feel better. It gives you a better mood. It like puts your body into a state of ketosis. Mm-hmm. And so when you're in a state of ketosis, your mind functions better, your brain functions better, you can lose fat, which was my main focus, but it helps your mood, it helps your focus, it helps your energy, it just helps you feel better. And it seemed like way too good to be true. I didn't understand it. So it took me a long time to finally try it.
What was the name of it?
It's called Prove It Ketones.
Okay.
And John and I had just moved into our house and our kitchen was a mess. Like all of our dishes and like the dishes for holidays, the dishes for every day, the Tupperware, the everything was just like on the floor. Like you couldn't see the floor. None of the cabinets were full because I didn't know where to put anything. So I was like, you know what? The person who I originally purchased them from dropped them off and I was like, I'm going to try these. Within like 2 hours, my kitchen was put together and I felt like I could go do another room too. I was like, these are magical.
So does it kind of take that cloud away? Because you know when you don't eat right,
mm-hmm.
Like I'll say I didn't eat right yesterday and my head is like foggy. And I've tried this, so I totally agree with you. But so it just kind of gets all of the cobwebs out.
Yes.
And so that you can actually focus. And it does help your mood a lot. So within that, and you did this and, you know, all of these wonderful things happened. What made you go that step further to start doing this? What do you call it? Like Facebook blog? I mean, what is that? Like just Facebook Live?
It is Facebook Live, but mm-hmm. it's this company has introduced me to what I call community marketing.
Mm.
And basically it's authentically sharing yourself and sharing your story and doing what you feel comfortable doing and stepping out of your comfort zone, because that's where true growth happens. But basically being yourself without a care of what people think of you, so that you can attract your tribe. And so that once your tribe is attracted, you can help them achieve better for themselves. So essentially it's teaching in a whole new way, like teaching in a way that fits with your own lifestyle.
How did you, I mean, I hope everyone got that because you said so much right there. So I think a lot of people, including myself at times in my life, is that we feel that we have to be something in order to get something. And what I always stress to like my dream big clients and things like that, what you have, no one else has. So authenticity. And because we live in this kind of commercial world where everybody looks perfect and you can put filters on your face and, you know, you can get facelifts, whatever the case may be, you know, everybody looks beautiful on Facebook. Authenticity is what usually attracts other souls to you
mm-hmm.
because they're like, oh my God, I can just be myself. And, you know, one of the things for even in my music, I remember being in like a band, like a rock band, where everybody would go in with like, we'd be laughing in the car and have a great time being goofy. And then we'd walk into the venue and everybody be like all cool and tough. And I was like, whoa, what just happened? Like, and I realized if I was going to do a career, I had to stay myself, because you're going to be doing this the rest of your life. You might as well be comfortable in your skin. Now, it is hard, I think, you know, especially at your age. I think it's amazing that you can get to this point where you get comfortable. And I don't mean to say not caring what people think, but seriously, not letting that be the driving factor. Because think about grade school and high school and all the things that we used to think were so important and the people we wanted to impress. When did you cross that line?
Very, very recently. I listen to podcasts nonstop all day long. And now that I've taken a step back from teaching in the classroom, I listen to them even more often. And you know how this year, after having Violet, it's like, oh, that I understand what someone meant when I heard that 15 years ago. That like actually makes sense now. Mm-hmm. I've heard these things forever. Like, just be yourself. Authenticity attracts your tribe. Don't listen to what other people think, because that's not really what matters. You've heard them. And then at one point your mind, like, it just clicks in your mind when you hear it a different way. Mm-hmm. So I listened to several different podcasts, and, lately I've just been like, I've been big into my prayer life and just letting God speak to me in different ways. Mm-hmm. And I'm very much one where, like, I'll hear something and I'll start thinking about it, and I might journal about it. And then when I hear it again, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Like, OK, so that's the second time. When I hear it a third time, it really seems to sink in. And I'm like, oh, I hear you, God. Like, you're trying
like
to tell me.
Dink in your head. Yeah.
And
I love that when you're like kind of like a fly swat. You're swatting the fly away. And then you realize, oh, wait, this is the message I'm supposed to be receiving.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I've heard recently one analogy that I've heard is, you're sitting there and you're praying for these signs, and you want to, I don't know, you want to bake a cake, and God drops the eggs, and you're like, I don't need the eggs, I want to make a cake, like, I'm not ready for breakfast. And then he drops the flour, and then he drops the oil or whatever else you need to make a cake.
Right.
And you're like, oh, like, you have to do the thinking still. He's not going to do it for you.
Right.
But you just have to, I don't know, read between the lines. So,
well, really open your eyes. I think we're so distracted by life that until we get quiet, that I don't know what story it was. There's a story that goes, I don't know if it's the Bible or if it's just a story I hear it at church, but about the guy who says he's in the water and he really believes God. And he's like, I know he's here to save me. And so then a boat comes by and says, hey, man, you know, like, come on in. And the guy's like, no, God's going to save me. So then the boat goes away. By the third time, like, three boats go by and he denies all of them. And then he's like, God, why did you forsake me? Like, why? He goes, I gave you three boats, dude. Like,
right.
You know? So these signs that, you know, and I always express the importance of journaling, the importance of getting quiet, the importance of any kind of prayer, whatever you believe, whatever your religion, if it's just meditation in the universe, but that the signs are always there. You know, we try to control so much. And when you just kind of let things happen. I mean, when you think some of the biggest things in life that happened to you really isn't anything that you had planned.
Mm-mm.
You know, like, how'd you meet John, or, you know, any of those things. It's just like, they happen when you're planning, you know, you're planning your life and God, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's beautiful. What is your process? Especially now that you have Violet, do you have a specific time when you pray, or do you pray all day long, or do you meditate? What's your schedule like?
I pray all day long because I'm trying to figure out a schedule. I'm not big into New Year's resolutions, but I do set goals and intentions often. I have two words of the year this year that I'm trying to implement. One is consistency and one is simplicity.
Mm.
So, I am trying to get Violet on a schedule. She's now 6 months old, so we're actually in the process of sleep training.
How's that going for you?
Last night was rough. Not necessarily for her, but
I
for
remember
John and
trying.
I.
Oh my God, I cried harder than she did. Yes.
Yeah, it's tough. In simplicity and following through with my two words, I want to set a morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
And in my morning routine, it's been kind of hit or miss up until this point, but I have a gratitude journal.
Mm-hmm.
And I have I have a gratitude journal and I have a book. It's called Rediscover the Saints. Mm. And I just read a little bit and then I journal. Gratitude, I think, is what, like, living in a state of gratitude is something that I recently, in the past 6 months or so, have been practicing. And I swear that that's where most of my growth is coming from. Just not really letting other things like negativity or things that I used to look at in a negative way, like things that were happening to me, I now see that they're happening for me.
Good line there, sister. Yes.
And it's just easy to live in a state of gratitude. There have been, since Christmas, there have been so many things that have happened, especially with Violet and her health. She had RSV and we ended up in the hospital. She was fighting a cold. She's been having these weird rashes and just trying to figure it all out it's crazy. It's a journey in and of itself, but remembering that there's a reason for it and that there are lessons to be learned through these tough times.
Gratitude is huge. Hills and valleys. That's what, you know, we went to a church yesterday and we were talking about hills and valleys and, you know, that just realize that all of it is life. All of it is life. Like, we keep searching for that great vacation or that great time where everything's going to level out, mm-hmm. where our bank account is going to be exactly where we want, where our weight's going to be exactly where we want, where our relationships are going to be. It is a constant flow. And like, I don't know, for some reason Mondays, and I don't know why, because I love Remy, so I know I get to see him every Monday, but I have a hard time getting out of bed on Mondays. I never used to have that. This just started like in the last year. And that's the first thing I do. I'm like, I am so grateful for the peace and quiet I have at this very moment. I'm so peaceful, or I'm so grateful that, you know, and I just go down this list, and the list is simplicity too. And it's funny that you should say simplicity, because I have this angel book. I have a prayer corner in my office at home, and I have this little book and I just kind of open it random, and it was about simplicity today. So it's funny that you should say that. And just how we, you know, I'm a Capricorn. I'm a like work horse. And it's like, sometimes you just got to make it a lot more simple. Yes. And then things get done and you're not stressed. One thing I want to ask you about, I think what I really adore about what you're doing is that you're extremely honest about struggles. You're extremely honest about, hey, life isn't always perfect. But as you're doing it with grace, and that it takes a lot. It takes a lot to be graceful in, you know, all different kinds of times that you go through. Is that part of your program as far as kind of, I know it's on camera, so it's a little different. You're not going to like have a meltdown. It might be kind of nice if you do one day, but, you know, is it something that you gravitate inward when you start feeling that, and how you maintain your gracefulness? Or is it just kind of like you don't know you're doing it?
I don't think I know I'm doing it. My main purpose, my main goal is to be authentic and to get vulnerable so that people don't feel alone. I think that, like you said earlier, we live in a world of filters and people try to be perfect, and that's just not life. And people, they try to portray that, but it's not real. So along with relating to other people, like, you want to relate to people, you want them to see your true authentic self. But more than that, people need to know that they aren't alone in feeling the way that they're feeling. And I really feel called to let people know that. So, I mean, on camera, it probably does seem like I do seem graceful, but it's not always.
I wouldn't say it's like graceful in the sense of some, you know, how like perfection of gracefulness.
Right.
What is it? It is authentic and it is honest. And I think that when you allow people into your home and you allow people into your kitchen and you're doing things and you're like cracking me up, like opening things with your teeth while you're holding your baby, and it's just all this stuff that's like, oh my God, it's normal. Like, other, you know, if you look at other cooking shows where everything's perfect and you've got Giada, like, you know, cutting her little, and don't get me wrong, she's amazing what she does. I learned a lot of good recipes from her. But what you do is like the realness of it and the vulnerability of it I can't look away. Like, I tune in and I can't look away. So will you, we only have a minute left. I want people to know where they can find you on Facebook.
So. On Facebook, you can find me at Emma Ray Claus, RaeClauss. Okay. And on Instagram, I'm at Emma_Claus.
Well, I just want to thank you so much. You did really good on your podcast, and
thank you.
A feeling that you will be having your own very soon.
Thank you.
Just have a vibe, but keep the Facebook Live because I adore it, and I can tell other people do too. And we're going to build the following for you so that people know that they're not alone in motherhood, in you know, just living life, and in the chaos that it can be, but how we can find peace and grace and gratitude. So thanks for coming in, Emma. I really appreciate it. Violet was in here, but she had a little squishy toy, so we had to kick her out.
That's okay.
But anyway, dream big, people. Live life. We're all vulnerable. Be vulnerable with each other. Open your hearts today. Show your real, true, authentic self, and I'll talk to you next week.